Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Shelley Kaiser, who's Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association. Good evening, Shelley. How are you?
Good. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Wanted to get a hold of you after I saw a report called, it's a report on the State of the Air 2011, and it seems that Michigan isn't faring quite as well as we might hope.
No, there are some places in Michigan that are dirty air. where particle pollution and ozone are unhealthy levels for people to breathe.
Let's start with what this report is and what it takes into consideration.
Well, this report is an annual report card on a couple of types of pollution. That's ozone, which you'd normally think of as smog, and particle pollution, which is soot, and both of those can cause lung problems for sensitive people like elderly, children, people with lung diseases, and particle pollution also causes heart disease problems with heart attacks and strokes.
So now we kind of know what we're looking at. I went to the website and just went to State of the Air 2011 and pulled it up. It's really quite fascinating. You can either put in your state or you can put in your zip code and get exactly what's happening in the area and see what's going on. Why wasn't Michigan doing quite as well as we might hope?
Well, there are a lot of different sources of pollution that can cause problems. A lot of them are transportation related, for instance, diesel trucks and buses and cars, and there are a lot of that. Some things are coal-fired power plants. Those blow pollution over, and industry. Those things all are things that are causing pollution right now in a lot of states, including Michigan. And so those are things that are still having a big impact. The good news is that we did see improvement in every area. So we still have a problem, but the good news is that the pollution is getting better.
Well, that is the silver lining here. What are some of the states that did awfully well in the State of the Air 2011?
Well, none around us.
Oh, okay.
So, they're states usually with lower population areas. Those are the ones that did better. But the ones around here are some of the worst ones, unfortunately.
And as you mentioned or alluded to, certainly when we were discussing the different kinds of pollution, ozone is in smog and particle as in soot. This is about health issues. This is about direct links to health issues.
That's right. If you breathe in ozone, you definitely are going to feel it. Even people that are healthy, if they're outdoor workers or if they are lifeguards, people like that, people that exercise outdoors on bad ozone days when it's unhealthy for sensitive populations, they're even going to be affected. People with asthma are going to be in the hospital more, in the ER more. Particulate matter, if you breathe it a lot in a short period of time or a little bit over a long period of time, tens of thousands of people die every year from exposure to that. So it's definitely a health issue.
So when we see on local news and so forth, we see, like ozone ratings and so forth, we need to be paying attention to that.
Oh, definitely. And especially if you're in one of those sensitive population groups, you should definitely limit the time that you're spending outside during those days and try to stay indoors on those sensitive population or sensitive days when it's really sensitive for your group. But everybody should try to limit the days. If they're going to go out and jog, maybe try to jog indoors that day if there's a bad pollution day.
And what if folks have to be outside? I mean, is there a mask or something that can be worn for folks working on days when it can be a problem for them?
There are masks, but I don't know that people are usually up to wearing them. So
we just wanted to let them know that it might be available should you have to.
They could if they wanted to. I haven't seen a lot of people that are willing to wear them, but there are things available if people would like to do that.
So simply being aware of and limiting exposure on days that are bad is the best way to go.
Right. And the best way of all to go is that we limit the pollution in the air, and then people don't have to worry about any of that. So that's the message that we're sending to lawmakers, is that we need to keep this strong. Unfortunately, one of the problems we're having right now is that in Congress, they are trying to roll back some of these protections and limit the EPA's ability to enforce some of these laws. So we're saying, this has been working. It's very much working. In fact, there in Lansing, you are on one of the cleanest lists, the cleanest in the country for particle pollution. So that is a great thing for you to have happen. That's the first time this year it's happened.
Yay.
And so
yay us.
Yeah. So that's happened as a direct result of the Clean Indoor Air, Clean Outdoor Air Act. And that has led to things like this, because power plants have done things to limit their pollution. Trucks have retrofitted and put on new engines, used cleaner fuels. Industry has cleaned up. And that's what's led to this cleaner air. So if we stop that protection, we can roll back that and have that unhealthier air.
Well, and in some of the information that I read before I spoke to you, obviously the American Lung Association is huge supporter of the Clean Air Act. It's been 40 years in effect, and you don't want legislation that could weaken that at this point.
Exactly. Unfortunately, one of the Michigan folks, Representative Upton right there in Michigan, he can be a powerful player in this, because he's the chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and unfortunately he's introduced some legislation that rolls back some of those provisions. So we hope that he changes his stance on that and starts working to protect the air in Michigan and all across the country.
And so folks who have concerns about this and maybe just hearing about this or look at this report, it's one of those call your legislators kind of things, isn't it?
And most definitely, yes, call your Congress people, your representative, your senators in Congress, and tell them that it's very important to you that you have clean air, and that all the polluters be made to keep the air clean all the time, so that we all can breathe healthy and we can keep this progress going and finish up the job of cleaning up our air.
Very good. Well, Shelley, I appreciate your time this evening. I will encourage people also, it's a very interesting report. It would take a very long time for us to get through it tonight, but I encourage people to go to State of the Air 2011 with the American Lung Association website and type in your zip code and take a look at what's happening around you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Shelley Kaiser, Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association. When we come back on Fritz and Friends, Jane Aldrich, who is a 5 and 6 o'clock anchor on WLNS TV6, will be joining us to tell us about a new TV series coming up out of Channel 6. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.